Nazareth.
Yeah, how'd you survive the night?
Oh, in very good shape, sir.
Yeah. I had a couple of thoughts. If the time would permit, it seemed to me that maybe that you and Wuzzart and I might have a few could drop up here. We could just have a general sort out for an hour or so sometime today. How does that sound to you?
That's fine, sir.
Or not. There are more useful things to do there that don't come. What do you think?
Well, we had planned to have a session of this kind after Henry's press briefing today around...
Oh, I see. Well...
30-1, we could come up then, or whatever time you prefer.
Well, if you prefer to... a word about Henry's press briefing. He's going to go forward with this, is he?
He's going to go forward with it. He's going to... If this question comes up, we don't think it will. We do not think it will.
Why not? Because it's a... Well, the funny thing... The reason that I think it might not is that the Buckingham Newsman is on a new question particularly. I don't know, you know what I mean?
It's self-policing. These pastors don't want to know.
And if they do, Henry would say what?
He's just going to say, I've received reports from time to time through constituted authority, covering a range of foreign and in the early part of the administration, internal security involving personnel under my supervision. The director of the Federal Bureau has been investigating these reports and will make a statement in the very near future.
And they can say, gentlemen, I should point out that this is not a new custom, this is not a new practice, this is something that has been done in all administrations.
Right, sir.
Or don't you think he'd say that?
The best thing for Henry to do is to get the hell out of it. He can't.
Yeah.
He anguishes over this in that press meeting liberal text. And
well, basically, even though he was all for it.
That's right, but we're going to put this in very good shape. It's
right
in the whistle.
Yeah.
And, as a matter of fact, Buzzard said, hell, we'd be fools not to turn this box back to Ruckelhaus.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Jim Holden, he said, Christ, this is, you know, it's just clean. And
well, okay. Let me just raise, if you got a minute now?
Yes, sir.
Raise that three bullet points that I did want to discuss, and maybe we can just not bother, because you fellows might be able to do better. But get Henry. Henry ought to be really up for his briefing, and
that's right.
And he feels pretty good that he's going to, and by God, get this focus where it belongs on this
right
one thing.
He's in good shape, sir.
Incidentally, he's probably glad Ellsberg is out, too, anyway.
I think he is.
A former student.
Well,
yeah.
This guy will take care of
it. It seems to me that, just to get one minor thing out of the way, that the thought I expressed to you last night with regard to Felt is correct. I think doing something now looks like a reaction, an angry reaction to the fact that Felt had blown the whistle on Ellsberg, on the Ellsberg trial.
Yes.
I think the thing to do is to wait until we get the new man, and then the new man is told to clean it, clean house. And in the meantime, everybody's to know that he's a goddamn traitor. They're just watching damn carefully.
That's right.
And he has to go, of course, because it's now obvious. You see, we have these reports, an interesting thing. I had these reports out. I got them directly, you know, from he was leaking the Time magazine from their attorney. This was months ago.
Yes.
And before I sent Pat Ray's name up, I said, Pat, I said, I want you to check these leaks. He said, oh, they couldn't be from the Bureau. I said, yes, they are. I said, some are. And I said, we have a very good authority that they're there from Felt. Oh, it couldn't be from Felt. I said, damn it, there it may be. And I said, you ought to give him a lie detector test. You know, I was very tough. Oh, we can't do that. He said, but I vouched for Felt. I also raised it with Kleindienst. Kleindienst vouched for Felt, which shows how clever Felt is.
Yeah.
But my point is that this was 3-4 months ago, Al, that we were on to the son of a bitch. We had a lead, and it showed you how important it is. You and I have got to be sure we get leads like this in the future. We don't disregard them.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting? What did he do? Did he go out and tell them about what? About the thing that... What did the judge dismiss on? Just on the fact that he had heard that there had been wiretapping of this fellow, Kirk
Well, the way he described it, of course, is that the irregularities.
I see. Okay.
That's the.
But aren't you just as glad it's all over, though?
I think it's good to have it over.
You do.
I'm not going to get anything from this.
The liberals can now have their time, and this guy is ain't going to be the big hero now. The other point is that with regard to the material, you did send it out to the judge.
Send it out, and as soon as it gets all through the system,
yeah,
which is what we want,
yeah,
then we'll find a way.
Yeah. Now, with regard to that, too, I want the word to get out that it was sent out. Or should we say that? Yes.
Well, I gave it last night to the investigators. I was interviewed last night on the wiretaps.
Oh, yeah.
Laid it right out. When I got finished, the guy said, "God damn it." He said, "You're the first man I've talked to that thinks of the country first and not covering his own ass." He said, "This stuff is all vital. It's been done for years." And
it's an FBI investigator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he asked you about it. What did you tell him about?
I told him everything. I said, we had a series of unbelievable leaks in the early days of 69. Only a few people had this information.
Yeah.
So we started surveillance on these people. And one lead would lead to another.
Yeah.
That it was a very modest operation in its scope. But that, by God, it resulted in some personnel actions, which were taken at the time.
Yeah. Discreetly.
That's right. And everything was done.
And the only way that Ellsberg names came in was tangentially.
I told him exactly how it came in. And I said, we have sent that, the results of that surveillance to Peterson.
Yeah.
At the request of Judge Byrne. And Mr. Ruckelhaus will be over this morning. He's going to look at the entire package. And everything is right there.
Right. That's the way to do it.
Really relieved. And Ellie Richardson, I talked to for about an hour last night. And
yeah.
His tail's up. He said the best thing that ever happened was to get Bizard over here. He said the whole thing is coming into focus.
Is he beginning to, did you tell him the story about this?
Oh, yes. I told him everything. He said, "God, I can't tell you how relieved I am." I said, "Hell, you got any reason to walk around?"
He's got to be relieved. Well, he wasn't in defense then, but he knows it had to be done and that we were doing it.
That's right. And he's delighted with it.
Another point that I wanted to make on that. I was wondering where the wiretaps were that Johnson, that were done for Johnson and Kennedy.
They're over in the Bureau.
Are they for sure?
That's the report I have. Now, I got that last night from Bizarre,
well,
and that's why we're...
That's another reason why these should be over there.
That's exactly why.
And Marty had brought these over when?
Marty, we don't know.
Yeah.
But Marty had testified that he delivered the boxes to Henry and to me. Sullivan said no, they were delivered to John Ehrlichman, which is the truth.
Yeah.
So we don't know why Marty had that crazy statement.
Well, in any event, the whole point was that he delivered them for what reason? Because they involved our personnel.
No, what we have found out is that Sullivan took the initiative.
Yeah.
He was fearful that Hoover was going to use these reports to blackmail the White House. Now, that can't come out.
Yeah.
But that's the fact of it.
Well, I'll tell you, the movement of the boxes back and forth, can we do that discreetly?
Well, we turn them over to Ruckelhaus.
Yeah.
Assurance that Ruckelhaus will keep them in his own safe.
Oh, no, that doesn't bother me. But I just wanted to get out in some way or other. Marty and first they rode to the White House, and now they're back at the Bureau or something like that.
No, I think we should tell them exactly what happened.
That they were delivered here because that was the practice.
That's right. No.
Well, why don't you say this, that Marty delivered them because there were so many leaks from the White House? I mean, from the Bureau.
That's what I mean. See,
this
atmosphere was leaking because of the sensitivity and personal damage this could do to people.
That's right. The innocent people.
Right. That's right. And they were put in.
Yeah. But Mr. Hoover directed that anything that dealing with an agent be delivered right here.
Yeah.
And they were delivered here by that. Let's put it that way, that the Bureau was going to leak, okay? That covers it.
See, Ruckelhaus's investigation is going to touch on this. That's why we can't force him out in front too soon, until he sorted it all out and is sure.
Well, Ruckelhaus must be relieved about this, or does he know that?
Oh, he's very relieved.
Yeah, he knows. You've told him what the score is,
He knows, and he's going to be here at 11 this morning, go over him. Prepare a statement which we have our material for him.
Yeah.
We'll let him write it itself and be sure that it's right.
Right.
And then he can go out Monday or Tuesday at the latest
conference I had in which they prepared the briefing for me, in which they gave me the numbers of briefings, which
well, they done this, sir, and that's going to be the material.
Isn't it true that there were the highest number in Bobby Kennedy's administration?
Correct. And we're going to make specific reference to that.
Yeah. There were a blank, things of this, and blank and this and blank and that. Don't you think that's a good thing?
Exactly right. Oh, no question. That's
and,
the bridge off.
And then they're going to say, what are we doing now, and what do we say to be doing now?
Well, we are complying with the Supreme Court ruling, and I wouldn't say any more. I think what we're doing isn't compliant.
Now, on the lake thing, you did look that over and found that that was Bureau stuff. You've been
very carefully, and the only thing there is that if Hunt did something, we would have no way of knowing it, you see.
Yeah, but if he did it, he might have it in the...
Well, it's conceivable.
But it wasn't in that box.
It wasn't in that box, and
that's all I need to know.
The authorized work that you
that's right.
by inference
well,
to approve.
Well, then that would simply be a case. We have to bear in mind that if Hunt blows something, we said that was unauthorized.
Unauthorized.
Just like his crazy junket out there, and that we have no information on it, that we never have it, never approved.
That fits into every other thing. And
but in any event, I just wanted to be sure that the link thing was done by the Bureau.
Yes, it was.
And it was legal.
And it was legal.
Thank God. Okay. Now, another point that had occurred to me is this, that this gets back also to where these damn documents are. Could I come to the CIA for a moment,
Arthur?
I don't see what sense it makes to have Walters have his MIMCONs here, since he's already shown them to Schlesinger and Colby, and since probably Helms has copies. What I'm getting at is this, that I, and also isn't the almost the first question they'll ask him if they get him into that kind of a box, well, did you make MIMCONs? Where are they? When did you deliver them there? Have you gone through that little thing with the bazaar?
Yes, very carefully.
What's his view on that?
His judgment is we should keep it here. He said if anybody else has them, the ability of the court to break executive privilege is great restraint.
Yeah, this is not executive privilege, though, is it?
It's security.
It's national security.
Right.
My point is, what if the question is asked, and let's be very, very, very direct now, what if the question is asked, I understand they're getting Helms back too, aren't they?
Yes.
All right, what if the question is, do you think Helms made a MIMCOM? Would you guess?
My guess would be no.
Particularly with the other fellow there, huh?
That's right. Now, on the other hand, you're exactly right. This is a very sensitive and important judgment.
Yeah.
And we've got to war game every bit of it. You know, we did it very carefully yesterday. I'm not convinced that, that we don't want to reconsider this.
Yeah.
For the very reasons you outlined. But
you see, the point is that if they're delivered here, they'll say, when did you deliver them? Well, you see what I mean? He can say, he says, who has seen them? And he says, well, I've shown them to Mr. Colby, and I've shown them to Mr. So-and-so. Where are they? Well, they're in the custody of the White House. And he would say, they're in the custody of the White House. Why? He'd say, because I've considered them in that. I think he could stand on that pretty well.
Well, we almost have to. That's the difficulty. Because these papers would be very, very damaging.
Yeah.
That's why Bazaar comes out with the decision that we've got to hold firm.
Yeah.
Now, I think the characters involved were in very good shape with.
Like with whom?
Colby, you won't have any difficulty there at all.
Schlesinger,
it will be no difficulty. And after all, this was a judgment made by counsel and not anybody else's judgment.
Counsel, you mean...
Well, the only man that the counsel here
was our
judgment. That's right. Now, the real problem on it is how much Colby could remember that would be in him, or how much... See, the only guy really... There's a lot of detail in there. And I think only Walters knows that. And he assured me that there is no other copies of this thing.
Well, as a matter of fact, Walters then would probably just stand firm while they're at the White House.
That's right. And because they're MIMCONs,
just say because these dealt with highly sensitive matters that I felt should be in the White House. Is that what he'd say?
Yes. That's right.
He stands firmly with that.
And then he'd have to have some help on that. That this involves some extremely sensitive foreign...
Helms has got everything right.
writing on this. Thank God. And he knows. He's a pro. He's a pro, and he knows that we, goddammit, we're not up to anything here. And as I said, as I told you, it was Helms that came in to the office, my office, after 2 or 3 days of this, after that first conversation, and said the CIA is not involved. And I said, fine, that's good. I'm glad they're not.
That's right.
That after conversation he made, I'm sure we'll remember. That would be helpful, too.
That would be very helpful.
Now, the trouble with the MEMCOMs, as I see it, is that basically, if you read the whole things in their context, they're really not harmful to the president.
No.
Or do you think they are?
I think the sequencing of them, if you lay it out, you know, A, this big meeting is the first.
Yeah.
First point.
But the point that was bad in there, in the first meeting, the only thing in the harm of the president there was something that the president thinks 5 is enough, and we got to get this thing's getting out of control, right?
That's right.
Remember I said, where Ehrlichman quoted me to that effect, right?
That's right.
Right. But it didn't say, there was nothing in there saying, look, kill the investigation.
Oh, no. No.
I mean, tell me the truth now.
It's not too good from Bob's point of view, because he said directly in the MEMCOM,
yeah.
He said that you go over to Gray right away and tell him to limit the scope of this thing and, you know, the CIA thing's involved. That's the bad thing.
Well, looking at Bob, if Bob is going to testify on that, Bob can say that's what he honestly believed.
That's right. He's going to take good care of that.
Now, in my case, though, with regard to the MEMCOMs, the main thing is that let's assume they have to come. They may come out. Let's assume they do, and we'll just have to fight it through.
That's right.
The idea being that I was informed that there was CIA people involved and therefore ordered this meeting.
Exactly right. And you're also in those MEMCOMs and say, you know, I'm going to highest go.
Well, it, on the gray side, yes.
Right.
But you and Bizarre have read them carefully of that review, and he doesn't quote me any, does he? I hope to God, because I never saw the son of a bitch, you know. I never
did the opposite. What those things kind of show, and what the testimonial even show better, is this constant interplay between Walters trying to fend off the stuff by insisting on some proof, that it was presidentially directed, and never getting it, and thereby frustrating Dean of each turn, time after time.
That shows.
And his comments that, by God, this was an action by a middle-level guy who had done illegal things, who was trying to somehow get the president dragged in to cover his own ass.
Yes.
And that's exactly the thrust of it.
Well, with regard to the first meeting, with regard, let's forget Bob and John, let's look at the president. With regard to the first meeting, the thing that is damaging, and being quite honest, is that the indication the president said, look, this has gone far enough, or is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the bad thing. In other words, it looks like that the first series of contacts with Walters was...
Walters and Helms.
And Helms came from an initiative here in the Oval Office. That's the bad thing. And
then, all right, looking at its worst, can't we, isn't that damage controllable, though?
I think very, very controllable.
On what ground?
On Bob's, the way Bob will interpret it, the way Walters will interpret it.
It helps that, well, the way I would think it'd be controllable would be, I don't know what it was, is it basically that the president's concern here was not to get the CIA compromised.
Not to have this covert agency of the government dragged into a
political thing.
That's right.
That was the sole look, that was the purpose of it, although it was a
spate of newspaper reports came out to that effect, and it was a matter of concern, it had to be.
Yeah. But it is your belief that the MEMCOMs should be kept there, but you don't know.
Of course, you haven't any idea as to whether or not there may be a copy that Helms may have. No, Walters is absolutely dead sure, except that Helms does not have a copy.
Yeah, figuring in other words that he made them, and that's that. And Walters would just say, well, I left him at the White House.
For what reason? I'm trying to see the problem. why he would say. What he would say is that I was away. The CIA got dragged into this thing. I returned immediately to Washington. I reviewed my notes of this, of all I knew about it. I had some notes of some MCONs of the various meetings I had. I reviewed them for national security to see whether it would be a danger to the national security. I felt there would be. I took them to the council. He agreed.
Council of CIA.
To the White House council. I am prepared to discuss everything freely and openly that is within those recollections of mine. I have,
as a matter of fact, you see, even though it's physically having him in the White House is better, even if they were still in the CIA, he could make the same position that I, because of national security reasons, I cannot deliver to you. You know, CIA people don't have to deliver their MCONs to a court, do they?
No, and I'm going to talk to the Czar about this.
See my point?
He felt very strongly that we should not do it. Yep.
You see, we have got two different problems. If this were simply a question of executive privilege, like Bob's case, then we'd have a hell of a different situation. If it was executive privilege, then they've got to be in the White House, or there's, you know, if they're out there with the Colson or something like that, Jesus Christ, the hell with it, they're gone, see?
That's right.
But this is not executive privilege, this is national security.
National security.
Now, national security documents. Let's suppose you've got a national security document in the Pentagon, and there's some court orders you to bring the goddamn thing in. You don't bring it in.
No.
You see what I mean?
That's right.
And so, basically, you could argue very strongly here that you could argue a good case for the fact that even if they were in his own file, lockbox, or whatever it is, in the CIA.
No, this is right.
Then he said, no, these were national security items. They're in the CIA. I have a copy there, but I cannot deliver them because they involve national object there, and they do involve, and he can say, I've checked with the director, too, and they involve national security items. Will Schlesinger back that up?
I think so. We're going to have to war game this. You see, yesterday we were making our decision in the context of a directive to Waller to deliver this to Peterson, which would have been a total disaster.
Yes.
So that's why we have to.
And Waller's told Peterson he would not deliver them.
Well, he didn't. He never mentioned them. He made no mention of them.
Oh, who gave the directive to Waller, then?
The Schlesinger.
Oh, I see.
He supposed to say, you take a copy of Peterson and drop one off with Haig, and he stops here first.
Yeah, but then the point is, cannot you, and if I could just urge you and Walters, tell Schlesinger that, look, there are national security items.
Oh, I've done that. I talked to him.
Well, does he agree with that?
Yeah,
Schlesinger.
He agreed with it.
He's goosey about it, huh? If he wants to deliver that to the, if he wants to deliver, tell him that Jim, they'll misconstrue that all over the place, and this could hurt the president. That's what is involved here.
Well, I sort of told him that. I said, the fact is that these were chronological things, which are far better put in context, but more accurate and more precise personal testimony.
Right.
I mean, and he said, I agree with that.
You've got to get Gray.
Right. That's right.
And get the contract.
Right now, no. I don't think it's a good idea to have Warner serving as the key.
I get it.
Key man in this thing. Because we want to get...
In other words, what has happened here is that the press is in trying, is apparently reporting what Gray said to the grand jury. Is that it?
That's right.
Which is, of course, totally illegal.
Yeah, that's right. It leaks out of that staff over there.
Yes.
And we think that what he said, from what we have, was very helpful. On the other hand, and some papers are reporting it that way. On the other hand, and it depends on whoever the transmission belt was. You see, he puts his own twist to it. And,
yeah.
And then
and other papers are what, reporting it that the president told Gray to call it.
Well, that the president was aware and maybe wasn't as forceful as he might have been in getting to the bottom of things. Now, that's just sort of a generality, but it, and the headlines are always worse than the fact of the story when you read it.
Yeah.
The Gray warned Nixon. That's,
yeah. I know he warned me, and which was his job, but then I came right back and said, go through this to the top. Did that get any of the stories out?
Well, it said go on with the investigation. You know, in other words, the president instructed him to go on, continue. And that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine, except that was really said much better.
Yeah, you see here, the Star said, Gray told you 19 days after the Watergate break-in, people around you are misusing or abusing the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency for their own purposes in connection with the crime. That's the way it's conveyed, and it doesn't give your position.
Rather than Gray, I just wonder if maybe even Ziegler doesn't even miss a crack. You know, this is a fast-moving PR thing. You know, if you don't get Gray in there, but quickly, he's got to say that the president told him to go right to forcefully and investigate. Or I don't know. What do you think, Al? Or you see, it's now 10:45. I feel very strongly that's going to be knocked down, that he was warned, that people were misusing me, that he's got to get out the other side of that damn story.
Yes, and I think we've got not a hell of a lot of time to get Gray out there. That's right. If we don't use Gray, then we've got to use another alternative. And it might even be McGregor.
McGregor knows that I told him to go to do that. Why? Could he say that?
Yes.
Well, it's true, but you know, you don't know what a guy will say.
Oh, no, he'd say it. He'd go right out.
Yeah. So that he ordered an investigation as soon as all these reports came to him, and he ordered a complete investigation.
Right.
Oh, well, what the hell. Gray warned Nixon. It's a part of the idea of the cover-up, but the real witness here is Walters. If we could only ever get that out. You see, I guess you're right. They don't want to use Walters until he's... what do you mean there? I'll tell you, why don't you and Bizard and Ziegler talk over this one subject, will you?
Yes, sir.
About how do we get that out? And on Gray, I get an urgent call from the White House to him. They've got that in, huh?
No, it's been on the afternoon. We may even have to send somebody to physically get to him.
Yeah. But the point is just simply for the purpose of saying the president did urge him to give him carte blanche, which I did. Not only, as I said, in that whole damn Walters thing, that was the best thing in it.
That's right. That's the best thing.
And
there are other ways, too, of doing this, and we'll do that. You know,
yeah.
Get some stories down.
Right. Okay. Well, looks like you did a good day's work. It was good, though. You know, the best thing always, Al, as I say, like, I'm glad you went through all the papers. Now you know what the hell there was, and
exactly.
God damn it, it's clean.
It's clean as a whistle.
And we got to fight for it. And get off the defensive on this thing. Gray warning Nixon. Good God Almighty. Hell, I said, Gray, go over whoever it is right to the top. I told the same thing that them and Helms said the CIA was not involved and that good.
That's right. That's right.
And he knows that.
That's right. Now, we've got some other good things coming up, too. We had some good coverage on your cabinet meeting and your changes.
All right.
And impeccable reporting across the board on your new appointments. That's really coming in very good.
It'll begin to turn some. I have a feeling that some of it's turning.
It is. And we got this thing out, got out a little ahead on the Election Commission. Got a good story in the Star today.
Good.
Big front page banner. So it's coming. It's coming.
All right, boy. But on this one, the main thing is it seems to me, is this CIA stuff report. But that I think we hold on the ground that it is national. It does involve covert activities, period.
Right.
Not related to this case.
That's right.
And that, but we cannot do it, but that we'll testify on everything concerning this case. And we'll take a little heat, but we can hold on that line.
That's exactly right.
And Schlesinger and Colbert be told that, and Helms has got to be told that, too.
That's right.
Okay?
Right.
But Helms is an old pro. How the hell could he do otherwise? Okay.
Right.